But y'all didn't, so good for y'all. There are quite a number of important announcements in your Go and Serve. I encourage you to look at those and read those, but I'm not going to read them to you today. Instead, I'm going to call on our music dude, Jim. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you sharing that nonsense with us. This is an exciting day because today one of the things we get to do is to welcome some new members. How about that? So if Buck and Bunny Daniels, if y'all will come forward, they're already even in the choir. Look at this. I know. No, stand over here so they can see you. I know what you look like. This is Buck and Bunny Daniels. I'll let you figure out which one's Buck and which one's Bunny. We're so excited y'all decided to join with us and share the exciting things going on at Redeemer here and God's work among us. And glad y'all will be here and be part of that with us. May we pray. God of grace and love, we give you thanks that you bless us always with your love. We thank you for these newest members of our family here and pray that you would continue to bless us and strengthen us as we seek to serve you, follow your way, and do your will in all things. Assure us of your presence and your never-ending love and grace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Welcome. Sure. Welcome. Now we go from the high of receiving new members to talking about that today is Logan Westmoreland and his wife Allison is there last Sunday with us for the semester. I did see Logan. Anybody know where Logan is? Logan, come in. Come on in here where they... So...
Thank you for all your work this year. We might see you back next year. We don't know.
Why don't you tell them what you're planning on doing? Okay, and tell them what you're doing this summer.
So on May 27th, I will leave for the Pittsburgh, Germany for 5 weeks for an intensive language course with USC.
Yeah. So when he comes back, we want to understand the thing he says. Nothing will change. Yeah, right, that's what he said. That's what he said, not me. We wanted to express our thank you, for all that you've done this year, particularly when I was out for those weeks, and we thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to say thank you
for all the love and support this year for Allison and I. Have been incredibly upfront and just a generally wonderful experience. So thank you very much.
Great. And as sad as we are to see Logan go after 1 year, this is also Molly Markley's last Sunday with us. She's been here for 4 years. Molly was a teaching parish student like Logan was, and was here for 2 years, and then went off for a year of internship, and now is back for this year, and then she's about to head off looking for call. Molly, again, we thank you for becoming a part of us and being with us and sharing with us. You want to stand up so they can see you? Molly has been assigned to the North Carolina Synod and will be seeking call there. Okay. Sarah.
Good morning. Good morning. Check out the Go-Cure, because we've got a really cool Memorial Day cookout coming up. So we'd love for you to join us for barbecue. We ask that you bring a side or dessert to share. Heavy on dessert, you know what I mean. And we will be showing The Greatest Showman, which I hear is really awesome, and I'm super excited to see it. But we will have it in the back lawn, and if it storms, we'll be inside the fellowship hall. What a blessing it is to be in a building like this. And then also, if you would like to register for LCI convention, please do so. If you would like the cheaper rate, so I'm sure your parents would, and you'll do it by the 15th, that would be perfect.
Hey, Sarah. Yeah. I've never had the opportunity to say this to you before. Okay. Happy Mother's Day. Oh. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection, yet our lives are still shattered by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holy. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us and your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. I just want y'all to know this joke is going to go terrible because I can talk. See this cool paper clip? And see this rubber band that I cut? Okay, now watch this because this is amazing. See how. Now, what? Ooh, thank you, Kayla. Yes. And so I have the paper clip on the rubber band, and I can do something amazing. With the power of my mind, I can make this paper clip start going up the rubber band. You ready? It'll go slow, but watch. It's not moving yet, is it? Uh-oh. Good answer. Great, Charlotte. Did y'all see how that moved? Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And the thing is, you know what? When you see something amazing, you know what you need to do? This is where the talking part comes in. When you see something amazing, you got to tell other people, right? Y'all are going to have a hard time telling people. But what I want to assure you of today, Jesus is amazing. Just like what I just did. Jesus did little stupid tricks like that. But Jesus did amazing things. And we tell everybody about Jesus and all that Jesus means in our lives. And we can squeal just because Jesus is excited. I think it would be great if everybody in the congregation squealed Jesus. That would be great. Yes, you're teaching us wonderfully to do that. Yes. Okay. So that's what I wanted you to know today, is that Jesus did amazing things, and the most amazing thing of all is that he loves us. And his love is worth squealing over. That's all I got to say. Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. For being so amazing, help us always to tell others of you and your love. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry, an apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, we
The second lesson is a reading from 1 John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus prayed, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A woman was talking to her friend one day and said, I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape. So I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. And I decided to take an aerobics class for seniors. I bent, twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for over an hour. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Ain't it the truth? And here's a telling fact to go along with that truth. There's a new word in Merriam-Webster's dictionary these days, athleisure. That's the new word to describe athletic apparel. But what's interesting is that the market for athleisure clothing grew by 5% a year between the years 2009 to 2014. That means it went from $54 billion to $68 billion, almost all the growth in the apparel, footwear, and accessories market during this period. People were wearing fancy athletic clothing with brand names everywhere they went. By now, who knows, the market may be over 100 million. 100 billion, I mean. But here's the interesting thing. Most people are just wearing it, not actually working out in it. According to the New York Times, sales of yoga clothes, for example, increased 10 times as much as participation in yoga classes. Apparently, we like the workout look. We just don't like to work out. Today, we have this interesting little story from the early days of the church about getting in the game and actually doing more than just looking the part of following Jesus. As the story in Acts goes, Jesus had ascended into heaven, but the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon the disciples. Pentecost was still some days away, and this story took place in the meantime. Gathered there in Jerusalem, Peter called the disciples and followers of Jesus together and pointed out a problem. Jesus chose 12 disciples to lead the church, but because Judas betrayed Jesus and then killed himself, he was no longer one of them. Now there were only 11. To Peter, it seemed like a good idea to choose another to take his place, someone to get in the game, to say, not to be on the sidelines. It's as if he said, Jesus chose 12, let's keep it that way. But it couldn't be just an arbitrary choice. No, Peter said, let's choose somebody who has been with us from the beginning, someone who has heard and seen Jesus, and who has a heart of faith. And so they determined to choose between two men among them, a man named Matthias and a man named Justus. And then they cast lots between them. Now they firmly believed something that might seem odd to us. They believed that choosing a person by doing something like drawing straws or playing rock, paper, and scissors, that God was behind what they were doing, and that God knew the inner heart of those people we choosing between, and especially that God would fix the outcome in accord with his will. And so they cast lots. And Matthias was chosen. Matthias was chosen to become a disciple. Matthias was chosen to serve. What an incredible honor. What an incredibly humbling experience, too. It's not hard to imagine Matthias receiving all the congratulatory comments and hugs, and then as soon as everyone's attention was diverted to something else and he was alone, wondering what in the world he had just agreed to. Following Jesus can be demanding. It's a calling, not a job. And it asks us to give ourselves. It calls us to live in service to God. Sometimes I wonder about Justus and whatever happened to him. We don't ever hear anything more about him in the Bible. But the truth is, we don't ever hear anything more about Matthias either. And that goes for most of the disciples, actually. We don't hear any more about them. But you can't shake the feeling that they live the rest of their lives steadily witnessing for Jesus, constantly living lives of care and compassion for others, using the gifts God had given them, and following faithfully in lives of service to God. That's where this passage suddenly comes home to us. Like Matthias, God has called us to lives in God's service. God has called us to lives of witnessing, to care and compassion, to using the gifts God has given us to faithfully follow him. It's not a job, it's a calling. And it's our turn to put on the leotards. We are called to be active, serving the poor, feeding the hungry, standing up for peace, fighting injustice, caring for the sick, and on it goes. We've got to look beyond ourselves and our own concerns, trusting that whatever opportunities God sends our way, that God will also equip us as we serve to God's glory. Maybe, like Matthias, we'll be honored that God would choose to work through us. And maybe, like Matthias, we'll be a little frightened of where God calls us to go. And maybe, like Matthias, we'll feel the strength and support of God's Holy Spirit. And maybe, like Matthias, we'll say, "Here am I. Send me." Amen.
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of abundant grace. Reach into our lives anew and open our eyes to see you at work for us, around us, in us, and through us. Make our desire like your desire. Make our love filled with your love. May we see your grace daily, and may we do your work through our hands. Lord, in your mercy, God of comfort, reach into our world with your peace and hope. So often it is easy for us to get discouraged or to feel lost amidst the many conflicts and demands of our lives. Abide with us, O Savior, and give us a greater trust in your strength. Lord, in your mercy, O Savior of us all, bring your love into our lives and turn the wrong of our world into right. Be with the sick, the sorrowed, the hungry, the poor, the outcast, and all whom we so easily forget or overlook. Comfort those who are far from home or who face trouble or who are afraid. Renew your love, your blessing, and your help for us all, loving God, and especially for those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O God, we remember the promise you gave that you would send your Holy Spirit to us. Make that promise real today. Fill us with your Spirit now and always. Give us certainty in our trust. Unite us in purpose and will. Give us zeal for our faith. Send us out to make you known in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Merciful God, be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory. Loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Yeah, out of the leftover. That'd be yummy.